Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Listen, quote, "From the wilderness they went to Matanah, from Matanah to Nahaliel, from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab to the top of Pisgah." Numbers 21, verses 18 to 20. They aren't spending much time sightseeing, are they? But when they get to Mount Pisgah, they stop for a look. Today, the Arabs call it Fazga. It simply means the summit. The highest peak in the Nebo Range, at about 2,330 feet or 710 meters above sea level, we read that from this vantage point, they looked, quote, "down on the wasteland," verse 20. Anyone who has gazed westward from there knows what this means. At your feet is the Dead Sea, and beyond, the wilderness of Judea. From here, the Moabite king Balak will try unsuccessfully to persuade Balaam to curse Israel. At this point, Moses sent a delegation to the Amorites, asking for safe passage through their territory, promising, quote, "We will not turn aside into fields or vineyards. We will not drink water from wells. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through your territory." Verse 22. The king's highway was the old spice route that ran from Arabia up to Damascus. But Sihon, king of the Amorites, would have none of it. Marshaling his troops, he attacked Israel and was soundly defeated. Israel, quote, "took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok," verse 24, the first significant territory they won. Here we have recorded an old battle anthem sung by the Amorites when they took this land from the Moabites. But now the Amorites have lost it in turn to Israel. The tides of war ebb and flow, but someday, quote, "the kingdoms of this world will have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Revelation 11:15. I can hardly wait.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.